Duke Lab makes top secret info available to janitorial staff. 20th of July, 2007. This is Reverend Zim for News. Oak Ridge, Tennessee. The U.S. federal government, in a surprising show of generosity, has provided open access to once top secret information concerning the process for enriching uranium, a critical step in the production of nuclear weapons. Anyone who works for the government's Oak Ridge, Tennessee nuclear laboratory in any capacity is authorized access to the sensitive data, and Roy Lynn Oakley, 67, a janitor, helped himself to classified data which he hoped to sell to Iran. The Middle Eastern country is in the process of developing nuclear weapons, which will annihilate Israel and the United States, and has expressed interest in making the United Kingdom, Great Britain, and England eventual targets, as well in its war against the Great Satan. According to Oakley, Iranian scientists were, quote, counting on the information I was going to provide them as part of their ongoing efforts to enrich uranium, unquote. Said Mr. Oakley, quote, actually, I thought they might have been French. The men I met with were nasty and insulting. They were very ungrateful. They hated Americans, and one was eating something that smelled like rancid cheese, and they smelled, really, P.U. One looked just like John Kerry. I mean, come on, anyone would have thought they were frogs. They wanted the bomb, and I was planning to let them have it, unquote. This, he told a news reporter, a lot of lies. Some Americans, upon learning of the alleged offer by Oakley to betray his countrymen and endanger the lives of millions, were troubled by the U.S. government's handling of data which could have been could have had a devastating impact on national security. Punch Zultzberger, publisher of the New York Times, says, quote, rank-and-file reporters are really PO'd about this. We don't like the idea of amateurs inserting themselves into the dissemination of classified information. That's our job. Unquote. While acknowledging the constitutional role of the media to let our enemies know what we're doing, Press Secretary Tony Snow said, quote, excuse me, you guys don't understand how incompetent and corrupt bureaucrats and politicians are. There's a good reason that they're public servants instead of men and women who actually work for a living. Unquote. Oakley is a janitor for Nuke Be Clean, a company that contracts with federal nuclear waste depositories to sweep and mop up radioactive fuel leaks and nuclear waste around the nation. As such, he is qualified to access information about nuclear weapons anytime he likes, for whatever reason he wishes, including the sale of such data to hostile foreign governments, from press releases to various media outlets. He says, quote, how do you think the North Koreans learned to enrich uranium? They read the New York Times or simply watched Katie Couric or made a phone call to Bill Clinton or his pals at the Laurel Corp, unquote. Oakley noted this as he graciously shared credit for the Asians' initiation into the world's nuclear club. The site at which Oakley works was closed in 1987, and he was working on an ongoing long-term, some critics contend, never-ending project to clean up the nuclear waste left over from the Cold War era. The site was instrumental in producing Little Boy, the atomic bomb that Harry S. Truman ordered to be dropped on Hiroshima, Japan, toward the end of World War II. Our janitor friend continued, quote, I thought, why work for a minimum wage cleaning up nuclear waste when I could sell the secrets of uranium enrichment to the Arab towel heads for 10 times what I make an hour, or approximately $75. This is America, where everything is for sale, unquote. The Department of Energy has proposed that some level of security clearance be imposed upon the janitorial staff to prevent future leaks of such information. Spokesman Mo Ron said, quote, it's probably a good idea that those who have taken an oath to destroy the U.S. should have only limited access to the weapons that could destroy us. I hope no one minds, unquote. Congress may take up the issue in early 2008, following its annual end-of-the-year recess in December and January. However, both Democrat leaders Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and Harry Reid, Leader of the Senate, expressed reservations about a congressional investigation. They said, quote, "We want to spend our time on something important, something that will help us retain power. The Republicans are the real threat," unquote. Reid, Pelosi, and assembled members of the media agreed. Meanwhile, special strong duct tape is on order and will be used to hold drawers closed on some file cabinets at the nuclear lab in Oak Ridge to thwart indiscriminate use of selected data. Ron assured the public, quote, "A library card is now needed to access some of the information, or a subscription to the New York Times, unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.